Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth. As part of the Secret Recordings Network, we are here with you every other week with a brand new episode. So the best thing is to do is subscribe to the podcast if you're not already. It's free to subscribe, whether it's Apple or Spotify. Hit that subscribe button. Then when a new podcast comes, it'll just be there waiting for you to take us wherever you are. Road trips, gyms, dog walking. We are here. All the socials as well at Pod Magical is where we are. If you've got any questions, you want to be a podcast guest, if you've got any tips you want to share, do get in touch. Always love hearing from you. Always love it when you tag us in pictures as well, especially on Instagram. I can share those. And your questions. Hello to Nikki. Wants to know, if you purchase the individual lightning lane, do you get to pick a time or do you get given a time? So yes, there has been some changes over the last couple of months now on the lightning lanes as Genie Plus went. There used to be individual lightning lanes before. They have remained for some of the bigger attractions. And it's the same. You get to pick a time. It's usually an hour window. So say you want to do Seven Dwarfs Mine Train in the morning, you can say, we'll go between 10 and 11. You get an hour window. So that's how that one works. That's quite an easy question. Thank you for sending it. Gave me a chance to do an easy answer. Of course, if you've got any questions, once again, at Pod Magical is where we go. Give us a like, give us a follow on the socials, and do come on the podcast for a chat. Not one, but two guests on this episode of the podcast. Let's say hello to Abby and Chris. Welcome on.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, you do know each other. You're not just two randoms who just happen to be on at the same time.
No, we definitely do. We've been married for a while.
Okay. Yes,
we've had the same surname for the whole of our lives as well.
Yeah, interestingly.
That's handy, isn't it? You're never going to forget it.
I know.
Don't need to worry about changing your passport or anything like that. Keep the same surname.
Yeah, just Mr. Mrs. Yeah.
So let's talk about your Disney trips then. Who was the first person who went to Disney?
This is an interesting one because I would say the avid Disney fan here is Abby, but I can say I was the first one to go when I was 2 years old.
Two?
Yeah. Does that count?
Yeah, of course it does if you've been. Do you remember it though, Chris?
No, not at all.
Which one was that? Disney World?
Disney World, yeah. My parents took myself and my sister. We did Magic Kingdom and Epcot from what I've been told, but that's all I know.
And was that the only trip you'd been, like, when you were young? Was it just that two-year-old?
Really? Yeah. Oh, my holidays were always down in Cornwall.
So the only time you went to Disney as a kid, you were two, you can't remember any of it.
Don't tell them that.
And what about you, Abby? When was your first time to Disney World?
From what I've been told and probably memory as well, I was about seven, and we kind of went every year, if not twice a year, when I was little, up until when I was about 16, 18. Yeah, and then I've been going on and off every other year since.
So what happened when you were 16 or 18? Were you too cool to go to Disney World?
No. It just become that my parents weren't going to pay for us to go all the time.
Enough of your
So it just
freeloading.
became big birthday. So I think I went my 18th and maybe even my 21st, and then my 30th actually with my mum.
So, do you remember anything about being there when you were 7?
Only kind of what the photos and the videos that my parents have kind of had taken. I mean, I remember things that were there, and like I've been going through a lot of this, like when with Chris, because he's not been before really that he knows about. So I would say to him, "Oh, this ride used to be there, or this used to be there," and yeah, it's like reminiscing for me. But yeah, he's like, "I never saw that."
If I look at old pictures of when I went for like the first few times, is like especially in Magic Kingdom, you've got a picture in front of the castle. Like how many trees there used to be in the hub down there? It was like a mini forest down there. It's just been like totally landscaped so you can see stuff like the fireworks.
I think they had to because of the crowds, didn't they? Really, it was blocking everyone's view, and then they did more on the castle. So yeah, it became quite a big thing, quite a big feature.
But it was interesting because when you first took me, I think you must have felt like you were taking a child with you
Yeah, for the
because,
first time,
to be
again.
honest, I didn't really remember. It was like my first time with
Yeah, definitely.
you. So, when was your first time together?
6 years ago? No, it's probably even before that, wasn't it?
I've got
8 years ago?
2016 in my head for some reason.
Yeah, about 8 years ago.
And what do you remember about that trip?
That was
We
epic,
had
wasn't
no
it?
kids.
Yeah,
No
it
kids.
was really good.
They're the best trips.
Yeah, it was pretty epic, but we went with my mum and dad. Because, yeah, my mum and dad have been quite a few trips with us, haven't they? They absolutely love it over there. I mean, they've probably been over 30 odd times.
Wow.
They're pretty much, yeah, veterans over
We
there.
need to get
It
them
was
on the
mostly
podcast.
doing.
Yeah, I know,
It was
honestly.
mostly to do more roller coasters than the magical side because we didn't do
Oh,
Magic
the
Kingdom
rides. Yeah, we
for
did
my
more of the
first trip.
rides on that one. And then we spent some time on the coast as well, which was nice.
So you went to Disney World and you didn't go to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, don't ask me. I'm not in charge. I
Abby,
didn't
what's
know
going on?
Magic
I
Kingdom
mean,
back then.
what's going on here? I mean, you, but surely you know that like there's a big castle in the middle of Disney World. You go, I want it. Where's that? We've been to Disney World. I haven't seen the big castle or the mouse.
It wasn't me. It was more the others. The others, yeah, I'm a Magic Kingdom girl. Like, I think that's my park. Especially now having two kids and seeing how they react to it, it's just it's another level, like completely incredible. But yeah, when we went, it was more of an older park kind of thing going on. So yeah. We didn't end up going to Magic Kingdom, which yeah,
But you've made
we
up for
did
it
do.
since.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, since, yes.
So how old are the kids?
So we've got Chloe, who is 4 tomorrow, and Harvey, who is 6.
Perfect Disney age as well, both of them.
But Harvey's been 3 times, Chloe's been twice.
Already at that age.
Yeah.
What was your first trip like as a family then? Was that quite an emotional taking your
It
kids
was.
for the first time?
Yes. Well, that would have been 2 years ago, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So that was when we were finally a family of four.
Yeah.
That was quite a big trip because we went for 3 weeks, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. It was incredible.
And that, I'm guessing that was post-pandemic as well, wasn't it? So with those 2 years that you
Yeah, so
couldn't
that
go.
got delayed, didn't it? It got
Yeah, it did.
delayed quite a bit. So we were meant to go before Chloe was even born, and then it got delayed
Yeah, it started getting
for
more
2 years.
expensive.
Yeah, because I mean, to add a child.
It's all right, she'll be free for the plane. Okay, now she's got to get her own seat. Oh.
But it was amazing. It's just seeing their faces. Like, I know how magical it is to me, even at 30 something. And seeing them and how they react just to looking around that corner at the castle or seeing these characters. Yeah, it's pretty emotional.
It's strange because, like, every time is like a first time. You've been as kids, and then you've been
Yeah.
together when you were adults without kids, and now you're going again with your kids, and then you'll go again when your kids are growing up, and then they'll be tall enough to go on Everest and things. It's going to be like a new experience pretty much every time you go.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
And you don't really get to do everything. I mean, even when we came back from this trip, we were going, oh, we didn't do this or we didn't do
Yeah,
this.
100%.
How do we miss all this stuff? There's just so much to do.
Intentionally
And
missing things so you have to go back.
yeah, 100%.
It's like that.
Like a lot of people, we started vlogging a couple of years ago because we wanted to document our kind of journey and magical times with our kids and be able just to document those memories. So even watching it back now, you're like, oh wow, I can't remember even doing that because we did
Oof.
so much as well. But then we had this little list and we didn't complete it all. So we need to go back.
Keep going back until you've done the list and know as you're doing the list, Mickey Mouse will build new things. There'll always be a new attraction or a new restaurant. So, where can we find your vlogs, by the way? Are we all allowed to watch them or have you locked them down?
No, you can watch
them. We can
watch,
yeah.
We are forever in the dream.
There we go. We'll find you and we'll watch along with your adventures. With our guests in just a moment after a very quick news update. There's no major stories coming from Walt Disney World. We had D23 just a couple of weeks ago, so most of all the D23 announcements were covered in our news podcast from a couple of weeks ago. So go back and listen back to that. We did, since D23, find out more about the Rivers of America being filled in for the new Cars attraction. That was kind of thrown at us after D23. All the good news, all the exciting news. And then the day after, when everybody got home going, okay, by the way, Rivers of America and Tom Sawyer Island. Yeah, we're getting rid of that. We also don't know where... Still don't know where Monsters, Inc. is going to go. A lot of people saying, oh, it could be Muppet Courtyard. So we'll have to wait and see for that. News that has come out since D23. Well, we've got merchandise for Disney's Jollywood Nights at Hollywood Studios. We're going to take a look at that. I'll share that on our socials. Also, the Encanto show at Epcot, which was only supposed to be over summer, has been extended to mid-October as part of the Hispanic and Latin American Heritage Month. So you want to see the Encanto show and also more performances as well from the mariachi band and some more food and drink that's been added to Epcot as well. Again, all that and any news over on our socials. Give us a like, give us a follow. At Pop Magical is where we are. Have you got a particular favourite Disney World memory?
I think it has to be Happily Ever After.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just the recent time we went in March. We haven't actually seen Happily Ever After before. We saw it with our son. Unfortunately, our daughter was asleep. But I was crying my eyes out through the whole time.
Yeah, I filmed it. I made sure I got crying.
Yeah, literally, I was crying through the whole thing. And then, yeah, he broke my heart a little bit because he said, thank you so much, Mummy, for bringing us to this magical place. And, oh, my God.
I got it on camera somehow. He just came out and blurted out, thank you, Mummy.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm going now. Are you giving me goosebumps here?
Honestly, I think that's
I think
pretty...
it's what any parent would ever wish for, taking their kids that far and getting that back is just amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's all worth it in the end.
Yeah, doing some of the rides together, you know, you've got Speedway being one of them where I didn't realise this until we actually got to the ride that the kids actually get to do the driving and we just sit back.
No, don't worry,
you won't be driving. You won't. Oh, right, you're driving. Oh, okay, you're driving now. And it's lovely because you can just let a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old just aimlessly go around the track with them.
With big smiles on their faces.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
As you're breathing those fumes in as you go.
No, no.
That's the only problem, isn't it? Yeah.
That's the only problem. What are your favourite attractions? Do you have a similar favourite attraction or have you each got your own individual faves?
I can do the faster thrill rides. We're working on Abby.
Okay.
I've been loads. I'm not a massive thrill ride girl, no. I mean, I'm very much kind of the Flight of Passage, soaring. I love that kind of immersive feeling.
Yeah.
Whereas you kind of like more of the Tron and the Guardians, you like.
The thing is, though, as you say, the rides are, for me, it's for doing it with the kids.
Yeah.
So when I do go and do these kind of Guardians of the Galaxy and Tron, I kind of feel a bit guilty that I'm taking about an hour out the day without the kids, you know. So actually, I'm with you on the soaring thing.
Yeah,
I think it's lovely to be able to ride that with the kids with us.
I think the kids, though, was living with the land. They loved it.
Well, yeah, you can't be
at Christmas or just generally?
Just generally.
Generally, yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. That's really sweet. I like that. But the thing is with about Disney World as well, it's not just about rides. I think people who've never been before think, oh, it's just a place where you go and rides and roller coasters, we think, don't we? You've got parades or just standing on Main Street and, you know, listening to the barbershop quartet or anything like that. You can just take in the atmosphere is all part of the magic, isn't it?
Very true. The marching bands really took me away this time, actually, at how amazing it can be to be part of a marching band on that Main Street. It must be an honour to do that.
just before the
They had
break.
quite a few schools as well, didn't they, when we were there, that we were doing there. And you could see how proud they were that they were the marching band of that day. And it was really lovely to see.
So where do you like to stay when you go to Disney World? Have you got any particular favourite resorts, or do you just stay off-site?
We've stayed in multiple places. I think for us, Disney is kind of where it is. I think once you've stayed on Disney, it's very hard to not want to stay on Disney. But my heart is on International Drive too, because I've always been there when I was a kid. That's where we always stayed. So quite a lot of nostalgia being on International Drive and now seeing it grow as well. I think it's nice to have the variety. A lot of the times when we've gone, we've kind of done a bit of International Drive and staying on property as well. So it's kind of shared it out a bit.
Yeah, I think I've kind of pushed you to like, oh, let's just pay that little bit extra and go on Disney property, because then you don't have to do any driving. Yeah, you were on holiday.
Of course,
Because
yeah.
I must admit, driving in America, I still get nervous. Still get
Still.
nervous, even though the roads are massive. But then some of the cars,
Yeah.
Oh,
you
see,
know,
I find it really
you're
easy.
good
I've been
at.
driving over there for quite a few years and I find it very easy. I think it's easier over there than what it is here sometimes.
All right, I've never had the courage to drive over there. One of these
You have to
days.
try
Yeah, we'll have to
it.
try it. Well, we're going away with friends next time. We're meeting some friends who live there, so maybe they'll let me have a go at their car on the drive. Let's see. Let's start small.
All you've got to think is the parking is actually quite easy because the spaces are all quite wide, aren't
Get one of those cars that's got the self-parking where you just press a button and it does it for you.
they? Yeah,
That would be
probably the
ideal.
easy option. Yeah, but I
What if
think Pop Century's been one of our favourites, hasn't it?
it's the Skyliner?
Yeah.
Does make a difference, doesn't it? Especially when you've got young kids, just being able to hop on hop off that with two parks on your doorstep, really, when you have got the Skyliner Resort.
Yeah, it was. We used it this time, and it made such a difference. Being able to break up the day, because when you've got two kids, it can be quite a long day. So we try and get there for rope drop, do quite a bit in the morning, come back, have a bit of a break, and then go back for the evening and the afternoon. And we found that really worked for the Skyliner so well.
Have you got any particular favourite restaurants when you go over there?
It's got to be Topolino's. Topolino's Terrace is incredible.
This is all new stuff. This has
Yeah.
only come out since March,
Yeah.
but we did a lot of character dining this time. And Topolino's really was impressive. We did it for
Yeah.
breakfast, and the food was fantastic. The character meet and greets were just so immersive. They
Yeah.
really took their time with the kids. And we'd go back there, I think.
Definitely.
It really is
But
one of
the
the
other one
best
for
ones.
me, which is probably a bit of a talking point, is the
Roundup Barbecue.
Roundup Rodeo, Rodeo, Roundup
Yeah, it's all right.
Rodeo.
Nobody knows what it's called. The new Toy
No,
Story
no.
one.
Because I must admit, although it's expensive, the food there I found really, really tasty. Really tasty. You had to pull me away from it in the end. But that's one I would definitely do again. But the only thing sticking point is for young kids, it's not quite.
They didn't eat as much.
Yeah, it's not quite rounded for them, is it?
No.
Because there is
That's
a
the only.
lot of food. Obviously, I've only been as an adult, but we got a lot of food. At first, I thought they'd just brought too much, but no, that was just what they bring. And then they went, "Do you want any more? We can bring more. Is there anything you want more of?" I'm like, "No, unless you can bring me an extra stomach. There's nowhere to put this."
It's quite funny though, because sometimes you see other tables next to you getting another skillet, and I'm like, how?
Well,
How can you have more?
yeah, I'd say yes.
But yeah, I'm a bit 50-50 on that.
Well, I can definitely do Topolino's.
Yes.
Topolino's
That
is
was definitely good.
definitely a good
Yeah,
favourite.
it was.
Do you always stay at Disney? Do you venture out over to Universal or Kennedy Space Center or anywhere else in Florida when you go, or you just literally get to Disney and it's a Disney holiday for 3 weeks?
No, so I've done Universal. Chris hasn't done very much at Universal. I mean, I've done it for years and years, but I used to do it when Jaws was there and Back to the Future and all of that kind of stuff was there, the old traditional stuff. But since having kids, I think for us, it's always been a bit of an older park. So for the last, 6 years since we've had kids, I think it's been more that we've veered to Disney. But it's definitely on our radar to go. Now they're getting that a little bit older, back to Universal and all the other ones on International Drive. But we do go to the coast a bit as well, and I have ventured around a bit of Florida itself, staying in a few different places, which is great. And I like doing a bit of shopping.
Yeah, of course. Of course. You've got to come back with loads of shopping. Where do you usually go coast-wise when you're looking for a beach? Do you try and find out?
Anna Maria.
But we don't say that. We don't want anyone to know.
Oh, right. Is it a secret?
Yeah. It's absolutely incredible. Anna Maria is one of the best coasts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you get to go down there to Bredenton Beach, it's pretty incredible. And go to Two Scoops and get your ice cream. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
How far is that from Disney then? Is it quite an easy drive?
A couple of hours.
Okay. So, yeah, if you're going there for a few days, it's worth the trip.
Definitely. Yes. It can be expensive, but it's definitely worth the trip.
Okay.
But I've been to also St. Augustine, which is completely different. It's a Spanish little town there. St. Augustine, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's just a bit different there as well. Getting a lot of history.
Yeah.
Going on a ghost tour.
It's one of the oldest towns in Florida or even in America. It's quite north of Florida, isn't it, on the coast there?
It is, yeah. It's really interesting. If you do get a chance to go, I'd say go just to see what it's like because it is really old and traditional. I stayed there for a few nights and it was, it was great. We were actually at Christmas and they did a jolly, like little tram ride round and they took you around and told you all about the town and, it was really great.
And when it comes to Disney, especially now you're a parent, what advice do you dish out to other people? If somebody's going, oh, we're thinking of going to Disney, have you got any tips? Are you like, right, yes, have I got tips? Here is a massive list for you.
It's quite funny. When we came back this time, it sounds really silly, but one tip was using a D-clip for your drinks.
A what?
A D-clip. If you search on like Amazon or anything, you can get this thing called a D-clip. And you use it like on your buggy, you clip it onto your buggy and you can hang stuff off it like bags or whatever. But Chris did it in our vlogs quite a bit by carrying cups, like, you know, the resort mugs and things.
Because it's the dad thing to do.
Yeah, it's a dad thing to do.
I go out, get the drinks, come back.
But we had so many messages and lots of tags on Instagram and things like that from using that. It's quite incredible, actually, the response that was a really good tip.
D clips, right? Yeah. We'll get on Amazon. Yeah. We'll order a load of those for the next trip.
Yeah, and make sure you've got ponchos and flip flops.
Flip flops is a good one, isn't it?
That is always a question that people ask me as well. Go, what's the best thing to wear on your feet? Because you want something that's going to be comfortable, so you're doing a lot of miles. Mm. But if it starts raining, and sometimes the rain doesn't drain. You're wading through water. What would you wear on your feet? So would you go flip-flops all day in a theme park or just pack your flip-flops and switch them around when you need them?
Yeah, to be honest, because we have two kids, we have buggies, we put flip-flops and sandals underneath the buggy and keep those for the day just because you can guarantee at some point there might be some sort of rain.
Well, that's a talking point in itself, isn't it? The two buggies that we took, we were expecting that to be the last time you used buggies. But it's a lot of walking for a 4 and 6 year old.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot less moaning when you take two buggies, but it just means it's a lot of exercise for the parents as well.
Just pushing them.
So it's a kind of, it's kind of a pros and cons for that.
Yeah, really. Lesser of two evils, isn't it? Just get, push you around, I'll take that, as I don't have to deal with little grouchy kids at the end of the night.
Exactly.
And also don't overdo it when you've got kids, like... Take their cues. Like, if they're getting really tired, take some time out, get some of that aircon, go and sit down, grab a snack, you know, just have that time. And you'll probably find you'll get more out of them in the day because we were realizing they were getting a bit cranky. So go in the buggies for a little bit and let's get you a snack and, let's go back to the resort and go for a swim and those kind of things just made it, it made it better, didn't it? It made it more, because we were more chilled with it.
Yeah.
But the big one has to be, and it's really hard, but try and make it for the Happily Ever After show.
Yeah.
It's late. That's the problem. What time was it? Nine o'clock.
Nine-ish, isn't it? Yeah.
It's late, but it's worth it. If there's a way you can do it, then do it, I say.
Definitely.
Because you can't beat seeing it live.
And don't rush out the park after.
Don't rush out the park
after. Oh, yeah, it's just not worth it. Is it just going to end up in another bus queue? So it doesn't really matter. I guess if you've got young kids and you want them to say the fireworks, probably if you go like January time, I think it's on a bit early because it goes darker. It's like maybe 8, 8:15, so you've got an hour there. How do the kids usually adjust to the time difference?
Ours have been okay. Chloe took a bit of time this time. She took a couple of days where she was getting a bit tired by like early afternoon, but we were just letting her nap and then she'd kind of wake up and be okay again. I think for the first few days, because when we went this time, we were really lucky. The first week we were there, it was just empty, wasn't it?
We
We were
didn't know
walking
where.
on everything. We were
All
literally
right.
jumping from park to park. And then the second week was really busy. So I think it's just playing it by ear, really, and just letting them rest where they need to rest.
Oh,
But
yeah, take a buggy.
yeah, buggies were empty.
So, what time of year did you go this time then? The quiet
It was
week.
March, mid-March to the end of
So,
March.
that would
So
be
it was what they
before
call
Easter?
spring break.
Yeah,
Ah,
it was spring
yeah.
break.
Just before the spring
Yeah.
break crowds kick in.
Well, see, we made it because they said when we were over there that spring break for Florida had happened a couple of weeks before.
Ah, right.
So we actually made it when it was like New York spring break or something. So it wasn't as busy. So we actually picked a perfect time without realizing we picked a perfect
Just
time.
look. Yeah, there isn't really
Yeah.
much of a quiet time, I don't think.
No. So yeah, we were just very lucky.
If I was to give you your perfect Disney World day, what would you do? How would you spend it?
Right, well, we've discussed how this works.
Yeah. Rope drop, Animal Kingdom, and get on the safari or flight passage. Yeah,
Yeah.
depending on which one
You
you
could
want to
do
go
both.
on.
You could do both because the safari doesn't open until the park opening hour. So you could do early morning access. You could do flight passage, and then you can get off that and straight do safari.
Yeah.
So that is that's
Yeah.
doable.
We would definitely do that.
Right, because that's the park. We're going to try doing a 4-part day here.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, I've done this, so let me see if you what mistakes you're making. Go on.
Yeah, right, okay. No, I don't, it's not me. I mean, Animal Kingdom's the hardest to get to, I think. So you've got to get a bus from there to, where was it? Epcot.
No, we were saying Hollywood Studios
Oh,
next.
Hollywood Studios next.
Yeah,
Okay.
okay.
Go to Hollywood Studios. Oh, no, we said we go to Riviera, get to Topolino's, then go over to Hollywood Studios
Oh,
on the
yes, of course.
Skyline,
Yes.
and then go on Midway Mania.
Yeah, of
Toy
course.
Story
Toy
Mania.
Story. See, this is your.
See, you see Midway
This
Mania. Toy
is.
Story Mania. And then go on the Skyline to Epcot and go on Soaring. And then we would get the monorail over to Magic Kingdom to do a bit of Magic Kingdom of the parades and then watch the firework show Happily Ever After.
There you go.
See, that's an easy 4 parks one day because you've not gone crazy. You've not gone, we'll go and do every single ride in every single park. You've gone, no, we'll start with Animal Kingdom because that usually opens about 7:30, so we can get there for a few hours. A few hours over Hollywood, and then you can get walk it over from Hollywood to Epcot, monorail from Epcot to Magic Kingdom. It's worked. You've even thought about the transportation there between them. I like that.
Exactly. The Animal Kingdom, sort it out.
Yeah.
Skyliner from Pop Century to Animal Kingdom, please.
Do you know what I always think, especially if you're staying at Animal Kingdom? I think even if you're staying at Animal Kingdom, you can't get to Animal Kingdom without going on a bus. I think they should have a
No.
little
It
walking
seems silly,
trail there.
doesn't it?
I've looked on Google Maps and,
You can't walk it.
I think, no, I think you can. They could build like a little, do you know what they could actually do is like a little train. That's one thing we've not got. We've got
Yeah.
monorails and skyliners and buses and boats. I think a little train, they'll
Right.
put an old little train track,
Yeah.
put that down.
Yeah, why not?
If they would listen to me, I've got it on Google Maps. I'll print it out for them and I'll send it in and I'll draw the line where it should be. If only they would
Definitely do it,
if
do
only they would listen to me. So your next
it.
trip is Disney, but not Disney World. You're about to board the Dream.
We are, yes.
Very soon,
In
yeah.
August, yeah, we can't wait.
From Southampton, so
Yeah.
we're not having to travel all
It's
the way
only down the
over.
road from us, actually, Southampton, so
Yeah.
it's not too bad.
Oh, it's great. So you can just load everything in the car.
Yep.
Pirate outfits for pirate night, not something
Oh,
nice for fall
yeah.
night,
How did
all the
you know that?
outfits. Yeah, you got to be prepared, especially with little kids as well. It's just easier, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. But the problem is with having little kids, you do end up with extra luggage because you end up with about three outfits for a day. Just, yeah.
Do it, do it.
Yeah.
You're not flying, but as much as you can in there. You
Exactly.
get
Yeah,
to the port,
exactly.
you
Get the
take your bags
merch. You've
out.
got to get the merch too.
Yeah, you need an empty bag to get all the merch.
You're going to want to
Yeah.
get one of the Disney Cruise Liners
Spirit jerseys.
Spirit jerseys and everything.
Do you know what? I saw those on, well, firstly, those Spirit jerseys that they've got for the Dream, the European Dream, they're already in the Disney store on Oxford Street in London. And also, I saw them on the Disney store online, 30% off in the sale already.
When?
It was
Whoa.
like days ago they were on there. Have a look. Yeah.
Might have to have
I thought, hang on a minute.
What are you trying to do? I'm trying to afford this trip.
I'm saving you money, 30% off. I bet they've all gone now.
Probably.
So, well, have a great time. First ever cruise. You will love it. Yes. You'll become addicted. And probably the next thing you want to do is do a cruise from Port Canaveral and visit Castaway Key or Lighthouse Point or something. That'll be the next thing.
Definitely. That's a definite. Well, I would like to do that.
As the kids are getting older. Yeah,
they're doing some in 2025 where they're literally not doing any other stops apart from Castaway Key and Lighthouse Point, which I think is quite great. So you get to go to both of them.
The double dips.
In one cruise, which I think would be quite cool.
Yeah, definitely. And you can put the kids in kids clubs as well. Would they go to kids clubs?
We're going to try it this time.
They're pretty confident.
We've booked Palo for one morning, so we're kind of in hope that...
For us, not for the kids.
Yeah, so it's got to be over 18.
I'm kind of hoping that the kids will go.
Well, if they don't, well...
Chris will be going to Palo.
Well, I was going to say, just go on your own.
I thought I was going to go to the kids' club and you can have Harvey.
Do a swap. Well, have a great time. Let us know again, what's your YouTube channel?
It's Forever in the Dream.
Forever and Dream. We'll follow along with your stories and we'll be able to watch your cruise vlog as well to see what you actually get up to. Meanwhile, thanks for chatting on the podcast and have a magical day.
Thank you, Andy.
If you would like to join me on the podcast, maybe you've just come back from a Walt Disney World trip. Maybe you've not been for years. You've still got stories. You've still got favourite things to share. Do get in touch. I'd love to get you on the podcast. At PodMagical is where we are if you're going to be going over the next few weeks. I know the kids are going back to school, so it's probably going to be a very quiet time to go to Walt Disney World right now. And it's a good time as well, because on Thursday, it's the start of the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. That starts Thursday, the 29th of August. And of course, as part of that, as well as all the food booths around Epcot, we've also got the Eat to the Beat concert series. The first famous band to play will be next weekend. The Fray will be there on the Friday and Saturday. How to Save a Life. Yeah, you know them. Then into September, Sugar Ray. Then later through September, you'll have people like Tiffany, Sheila E., even The Wanted later on in September as well. So the Epcot Food and Wine Festival is about to start. You've still got Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party over on at the Magic Kingdom on select nights. Remember, if you've got that on, it means you are not getting the fireworks on that night. The regular fireworks, the Happily Ever After fireworks, are not on the nights of Christmas and Halloween parties. So make sure you plan in advance, because the nights in between when the fireworks are on, it gets very busy. Pound to dollar looking quite good at the minute as well. This is like the highest I've seen it for ages. It was up to like 1.31 this week. So a good time if you're going to be going to get that exchange. And a top tip for this episode. Forgive me if I've repeated this, but sometimes it is good to let you know these things. We're in the middle of Halloween season at the minute. And yes, I know it's only August, but Halloween for the next few months. As soon as the Halloween parties finish, it's straight into the Christmas parties. If you want to see the fireworks twice, always a great thing to do for the second time is go over to the Polynesian beach. So they pipe in the music and you can see the fireworks from across the lagoon, but they do it for the parties as well. So if you have, say, been to Mickey's Not So Scary and you want to see the fireworks again, maybe the next time the party is on, go over to the Polynesian beach. You can watch it from there. It's slightly a little bit later, so you can still get your resort day and everything in. You can get your park day. And then later on when they do the fireworks, later on in the evening, head over to the beach and just sit. And because the fireworks are even bigger at Halloween and Christmas, I think they look even more spectacular, especially if you can get the reflection on the lake over the lagoon as well. You can't do this for New Year and for the 4th of July, because that is only for people who are staying at the resort. So you will need like to get a special wristband or a special ticket. But that's only the 4th of July and on New Year's Eve. But for the rest of the parties, if you want to watch the fireworks for the parties without being at a party, Polynesian Beach is where you need to go. If you've got any top tips, or if you've got any questions, or if you'd like to be a guest, drop me a line at PodMagical. It's where we are. Love to hear from you. I'll be back with a new episode in 2 weeks. Hit that subscribe button, and until then, please stand clear of the doors.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.